שלום לכם ותודה שאתם מצטרפים.
Hello and thank you for joining us, New Life with Professor Dr. Lightman. Hello everyone. Hello Nitza Mizoz. We're talking about communications. We started developing this subject in our previous conversation, and we want to develop it more in the future discussions, where we take a topic from this very wide subject of communications and focus on it, and we'll try to understand the integral approach that Rav Lightman is presenting. Integral approach. The topic today is communications and the sensory system. Nitza, get us going, please. When we talk about communications, we're talking about senses. Communications is divided, actually, according to the senses they're absorbed by. There's visual communications. This communications, what characterizes it is that it's common for the animals and also for the vegetative world and also for us people. But still, we want to understand from you the difference between that sensory world that absorbs, that is absorbed by animals and the vegetative world and humans. We're not that aware that we're so dependent on our senses, the communications between us and between us and the world. Because from the moment that we got off the trees and we came out of the caves and began to build a fake environment, it's not that it's fake, it's also according to our nature. But we built it. It's not that we got it ready from nature like this. And according to that, we began to build the environment only according to how much it suits and supports us. Therefore, we started to make things easier for our senses. First of all, our senses used to protect us. Smells. Animals can feel something 10 miles away. Hearing 5 kilometers, something. If I build a wall, if I build a strong door with a lock, I don't need to really activate my hearing and smelling so much, and so on and so forth. In other words, we began to use these blocks, these things to protect us from nature, distance ourselves from nature. And in that, we stopped using our senses in a natural way that are meant to protect us. And so our senses went through a dulling, especially the smelling sense. Who smells if it's not really some terrible, even that perfume that we use, it's destroying our sense of smell. I've seen people who, it's their work in perfume or tobacco, wine, there's also people like that, that it's their profession to check the grapes, the product of tobacco, wine, smells, perfume. And they are not allowed to eat what they want or to breathe where they want. They really maintain themselves. I spoke many times. A person that tastes wine has to check the wine. He can't just have a hamburger or something. He has special nutrition that will not ruin his senses. He protects himself not to breathe in every place, etc. And it's also special people. Not anyone can do it. It's actually a very in-demand profession. But there's not a lot of people that can do it. If we could take animals to do these examinations for us on tobacco and wine and perfume, then not pets, that's for sure. They're also ruined. In other words, when we distance ourselves from nature, we are ruining our senses and we no longer have the correct use of our senses. What we had from nature. Apart from that, our senses were humans, not like animals. We were changing all the time. Animals don't. An animal wants something, that's it. They want only that. Unless it's a pet, a household pet, next to the house or in the house, and then it gets ruined. Because we're training them and changing their senses just like we change our own senses. A person from nature doesn't really have to love sweet stuff. A little bit yes, a little bit no. But there's lots of people that have salty and peppery. We develop senses, an approach to new tastes that do not exist in nature and we don't have them to begin with. And this is how we ruin ourselves. We disconnect ourselves from what we truly are. And we build for ourselves a world of communications, sensory communications, a new world of sensory communications. But there's a big problem here. Because anything that is not natural does not match the general nature, develops to some point, to some level, and then starts to harm. Because it still needs to suit, to match nature. So therefore, sooner or later, we're starting to feel, we'll feel that all these smells, these strong smells and fake tastes, and the fake leather and all those things, fake colors, they're damaging our health for sure because they're not in nature. And we also can't stand them because our desire is always developing and starting to differentiate between these things that they're not really good for us. This is how man's development filters, it verifies still things that are suit our nature and things that don't suit our nature. Along with that, it's clear to us that according to nature, we have a spectrum. We have light that comes and is divided in our senses. From red up to violet, purple. In the middle, we have green. It exactly divides the whole spectrum into half. Half that we have on the red side, it keeps us warm. But what's the connection from it appearing red to being warm? And the other half, from green up to purple, keeps me cool. It's a cold color. So here we can see that colors act on different senses, heat and warmth, heat and cooling. We can build such forms to grasp the space that we're in that will change our thoughts, that will give us an illusion of distances, of changes of distances, of times, of tastes, depending on in what form I tasted. In other words, our senses, this is what I want to say, our senses, first and foremost, that act in the internal connection between them, like I gave the example with colors, and the feeling of heat and coolness. They're also very, very dependent on in which manner they operate on me. They have in them some kind of influence on my psychology. Not only on the sensory system, they also operate on my psychology, and they get a response, they get feedback from it, that they are changing my perspective. I look at something that I like in another way that I look at something that I hate, also at a person, something around me, I change my opinion according to if it suits me or not, if it's nice or not. In other words, I'm not capable about habit, we're not even talking about. If I look at a person that I'm not used to, it puts me off, etc. After our senses, behind our senses, there's a system, a desire, actually. And our senses operate the desire. They fill the desire, and in the desire we have memory, attributes that I was born with and I got throughout life, hormones, genes, what was passed on to me, etc. So we don't have true senses, not from nature like animals have, and not from the structure of the society that we built, but rather everything is very subjective. So no one understands the other person. And our entire world is a lie, fake, subjective world only. And it's not because I'm saying so, but if I check a human according to his perspective, his senses, his inner data, it's really like that inside him, each person. Therefore, what communications can we talk about if everyone is to such an extent ruined, built, made in all kinds of forms where everyone's inside themselves? So what kind of communications between who and who? In other words, in order to solidify the correct system of communications, we need everyone to come out of themselves, above their senses, their habits, their mentality, all kinds of what he received previously, maybe from previous incarnations, from home, of course. Therefore, the communications between us is very, very limited. And it's no wonder that one person doesn't understand the other. Where do we understand one another? In business. We check according to focus groups and statistics and all kinds of data what's most worth it for us to sell. We see a group of people and we target them. This is most worth it to position things, package it, wrap it, and they'll buy it. I once visited an acquaintance in the States. He became a millionaire from printing books. I said to him, what kind of books? He says, kind? What kind? What's inside the book? It's nobody's interested. Just the cover. Just the cover. $300 million he made in 7 or 8 years. Just from the covers of books. He sold it to all kinds of factories, etc. But he says a person that looks, he looks at the cover. That's it. What's inside doesn't matter. It can be a newspaper. The main thing is the cover. Of course, it's the American perspective approach to things. But what do I want to say? That at the end of the day, we need to know that in that we are experts to know what's good for a specific group of people that we're working for. But it's not communications. communications is mutuality, the internal understanding, merging, integration. It's a shared system that we want to build between us. When we say the media, television, radio, it's one-sided. Just like he sold the book covers, we're also selling book covers in that. That's not communications. Communications has to be in the response. But here it's just brainwashing. It's not communications. Where we're talking about communications, like a modem that connects, it connects to one and it goes back, and they need to get into mutuality to a certain frequency to understand the codes, etc. And then in the connection between them, that they have this pipeline between them of communication, then they start to convey the data to one another. It all depends on the mutual connection. In our media, we don't have that. There's nothing to talk about even. That's not communications. Apart from that, we need to understand that we, in our nature, in the connection between us, the senses, in our senses, we are creating what is good for us, additions to our senses. Big ears, radar, big eyes, microscopes, telescopes, vision, hearing is very important to us because vision is 90%. Of our perspective, 6 or 7% is hearing, and all the rest is feeling is also very important, and smelling. But feeling is with something very close to us or the air around us. We don't relate a lot of importance to that. But according to our nature, inside our brain, most of the cells are designed for feeling the smelling sense. From the side of nature, we are animals that used to use once upon a time the sense of smell more than anything else. If we take the brain, the covering of many parts of the brain is with the smelling senses. Not the one that we breathe with, but cells that process smells. And we don't even use them. But that's how it was intended. Apart from that, we need to understand that even though our senses are connected to the brain, but at the end of the day, we use our senses in a very limited manner. I don't look at the world. I don't look at stars, sun, moon, the sky. I don't breathe to distances. I don't hear to distances. No. We're more and more minimizing our senses, the use of our senses. And our brain is not being filled from the data it's getting from them. And we feel in that that our desire to feel reality is going through a transition from a desire to feel reality, the current reality, through the media or our external physiological senses, to a desire that I want to feel where I live, but in a manner that is at a different level of connection. It's like I didn't for nothing minimize my senses, the current body senses that I have, but I'm rising to use other senses. I need them. I feel that I'm missing something in order to know what's happening in the world. If an animal, a monkey, say, It's enough for me what I feel. I'm not missing anything. Everything operates in nature, in harmony, integrated with each other. If an animal doesn't know how to supply itself the correct good life, then somebody comes and kills it. They exist through one another, they clean the environment, and in that manner they develop. That's at the animal level. The fact that I started developing in my desire that's behind the senses, I started minimizing my senses, my body senses, through my desire that's always developing. I started to build next to these senses all kinds of, first of all, ways to stop the senses. I started minimizing them to build foundations of house, fire, in which to protect myself, dogs next to me. Afterward, you don't need to run after food. I have lambs, I have fruit. I build and build and build all kinds of fake forms inside my desire in a natural manner. Because my desire is always developing, it forces me to create all kinds of forms of life so that I don't need senses. If once upon a time, like the Bedouins in Israel, they used to feel, and also our forefathers, life 50 kilometers away through all kinds of forms, clouds, the birds or something. Today, a person cannot receive that information. He also doesn't really need to, because he made all kinds of protective systems, and that's how we live. Our communication with nature is completely one-sided. We want to be as least dependent on nature as possible, as far as possible from nature, as far and distance between each other as possible, between people. In other words, connection or communications, our previous communications, what I had as a person toward the environment, inanimate, vegetative, animate, meaning nature, and toward humans, human society, is becoming less and less. We see today people get desperate, they go to drugs, they disconnect from one another, they each have apartments, they each have a computer, they connect behind the computers, and that's not really communication, it's all fake. It's all one big lie. They don't teach a person, and he doesn't need that stuff. We are in a world that is entirely disconnects a person from reality, from the genuine current reality. We don't care what's happening around us. We only care what's ours, and that's it. And here we have to think, if all this happens to us in our natural development of our desire, then for what? What is the desire bringing me toward? We see they're bringing me to a state that I must rise to the feeling of the higher life, greater life, with new communications. And we're inside this new communication already. We're in the integral communication, where we're dependent on one another, above our desires, with no choice in the matter, just as evolution always did for us, opened the way for us, and brought us through pressure forward. And this is how we dulled our senses and became distant from one another. We used to live in great tribes. We used to live in the trees. Then we began to build families, really big families. This is a small family. And therefore, we see that along with that, this development of ours is bringing us to the integral connection. In other words, we lost the previous connection, natural connection. I come from a mother and father, and I have a grandmother and grandfather, and I have brothers and sisters. And I have a wife and kids. There's nothing. I grew up. Bye, everyone. I'm out of here. I'm going to go have fun. I don't need anyone. Now we're in a generation that's disconnecting in its communications from all the natural forms, also from nature, from the environment, from relatives. From everything. It's very interesting. And also from itself. Because who am I if I'm not connected to the family and not connected to the nation or the country, and culture, education? Today everything is, there's a burger ranch everywhere and Coca-Cola, McDonald's. So it turns out that we're completely, we reach a point of disconnection from all the former forms of communication. And we feel ourselves that we are in this new communication between us, but in such a way that we cannot sense it. We don't have a sense for this new type of communication. We're in a type of connection, but we don't know what it is. We see it in finance. Something very special is happening. There were two forms of finance, capitalism and socialism. Capitalists said, we're in the capitalist development, it has no end, no limit. Consumers will continue right up to the end of the earth. That's what they thought. The socialists said, no. There's development from slavery to middle stage to capitalism and socialism, and there's development. They said no, and they said yes, and at the end of the day, the Russians fell, and they fell also. This development is development. We see that it's development. We see that there's formation. We see that there's an extent of communication between the friends in society. We see that there's dependence between the masters and the others, the rich and the poor, all kinds of forms. But no one expected or thought that the extent of communication between people according to development would reach a stage where everyone would be round, equal. They thought about it. Marx thought about it. He's making a comeback right now. People are starting to read Marx again. Take an interest instead of Adams and also Adam Smith and people like that. But where does it come from? From In our development, we are disconnecting from the previous communication, and whether we like it or not, we're reaching the new communication, which is around communication, where we are completely disconnecting from everything in our senses, in our family connections, national, everything. And then we are apparently like being reborn. We go from the regular linear communication to round integral communication, and also global, that everyone's in complete interdependence between everyone. This is gradually starting to become clarified, and therefore we're losing our ability to control all kinds of systems in human society from a lack of communication between us, these systems, and between the systems themselves. In other words, communication, not the media, of course, but it's also the connection between us, all kinds of professions and levels in society and sectors and life and politics and religions and whatnot. It's all a language. Communication is a language between us and nature, between us and the people and the world. It's all communication. There's nothing more than connection. Even if I'm not connected to anyone, if there was such a thing that I could describe, then I wouldn't feel myself. If I don't feel an environment, then I don't feel myself, because the way I feel myself is the response from the environment, what I am. I feel heat against something. I feel solid against something. We need to understand that the communication is the foundation of my very existence in the world, in life. Like we say, we can describe a person that is thrown off the planet where there's no gravity. He has no communication with anything around him, up, down, left, right, he has nothing. He loses many ties of communication to the environment. If everything is without hearing, if everything is dark without seeing, then within a short time he starts to lose his sense of self, because we live in a world of communication. It's known that if we close a person off inside a cell and completely disconnect him from the senses, hearing, seeing, touching, smelling, he goes crazy. Our brain works even unconsciously, even in our dreams, from our connection with the environment around us. Therefore, in the current state, we're going through a period in our communication, a very special period. In our world, it's really felt very strongly in finance, because finance is a demonstration of the communication between everyone. If there's no senses, if there's no close and far, and pretty and ugly, if there's nothing, if everything can be measured with money, then finance is a very strong language. How much are you worth? Etc. Therefore, now that the sense of the dollar is disappearing gradually, We don't know exactly how to use it. We're confused and don't know how to operate these systems that are still in a big state, but they're holding on to them in a fake manner because they don't know what's going to happen next. When we transition from a state where we had that same connection in the previous economy, where it was clear to us and to everyone how much they produce, how much they sell, how much they buy, today it's becoming something not understood, because in the new connection, we're gradually reaching a world where all the economy, apart from necessity, is becoming destroyed. And we're actually supplying ourselves in the same manner that we did in the past when we were in the tree and we came down from the trees, in a natural manner, and we don't need any more than that. And we can supply ourselves that without making an effort. What happened when we got down from the tree and we started to live on the planet and we looked after food, and that was all our communication between us and all our communication with nature to supply ourselves with food. We advanced from there till today in order to today to live in the same manner, simple manner, relatively, and not worry our entire lives about food. But all the rest, we won't know what to fill because we've gone through so many stages and we see we remain empty. So here, we're starting to feel the society, this integral round society that is demanding from us to develop between us an integral connection. And in that, humanity will have to deal with all the time. This is what we're reaching. Communication that is now beginning to be in demand is the integral communication between everyone as a single analog system in which each person will feel in this new sense all of reality, the entire world. Each person. Not that just my relatives that I dragged after me and my kids and my wife and all humans, etc., and nature. I disconnected from all that. And now I need to return to having a connection with some kind of society, relations, nature. I don't know what I'll feel, but I need to now see them in the new sense, the integral sense, where I see everyone are in one system. Connected to one another in an equal manner. The equal importance, mutual influence, perfection, completion, and the whole world is complete. Now I need to develop within myself this new sense. Apart from the stages of vegetative, inanimate, animate within me that I supply in a simple manner from technology and everything that we did. Apart from that, all this emptiness inside me, which is 100% emptiness apart from this food that I need to fill my animal with, I will feel really horrible inside, like a person in space that either goes mad, gets lost, or begins to feel that there is something in this space, that I am beginning to identify lines, endless lines of communication with all of reality. This is what we've reached. And here, we need to understand that the most important profession that will be in demand will be experts for the integral education, for integral communication. Because without that, it's like you're not teaching a person how to walk, to know anything. He doesn't grow. A baby grows, he gets bigger, he's an animal, but he's still an animal. That he was like forgotten in the forest. If we don't provide people with the knowledge, the art of the integral communication, he will be like we see today. Suicide, desperation, drugs, and that will increase. Or the opposite, terror, all kinds of forms of that religion, fundamentalism. In other words, people are escaping to some form like sheep. That's what they said to me, that's what I'm doing. I don't want to know anything else. Because then at least he finds himself in that. He sees from wall to wall, this is where I'm walking. Otherwise, he comes out and he completely loses his direction. Therefore, many people are coming to these fundamentalists. And we see even in Europe, many people, thousands of people every day are converting to Islam. They see in Islam at least something that maintains them, that says, do this, do that, do this, do this, do this. So a person shuts down. It's inner criticism and starts feeling good until inside his will to receive will break out and then he will not be able to maintain himself. But it can happen as a result of a conflict between himself and the external reality or himself and the integral reality that shows him that the world is other than what he sees in his perspective. And then there will be inner conflicts and external conflicts and war. It's possible to go through it in another manner, but the regular path for humanity is to cut it off with a war because it brings such great pain that they obligate a person to change his approach to life. War brings the overcoming of the media, the previous disconnection and new communications. Like we say in the First World War, the Second World War. Where did they come from? From capitalism developing and reaching a limit. It can no longer develop. It has to expand. Inside, it can't develop anymore. It's exploding. But it can't expand itself in any manner except through war, by conquering other nations, by general destruction in a manner that you can't develop more. You know how the Greeks used to do big meals and everything, and then they used to throw up and continue the meal. You need renewal. The same thing here. Because based on the capitalist theory, Adam Smith, there's no changes. There's no changes. People need to develop all the time. That's why people used to break out in wars. Germany, that was very strong in Europe and had to develop more, they began with it. Now it could be much worse. because the need for a breakthrough exists and is increasing each time. But here it's a need for a breakthrough, not a technological breakthrough, not for of the consumer system, because there's no need. People don't need it. You see what's happening. Once upon a time, we thought more cars, more clothes. Where? Today, everything is just casual. Sneakers, jeans, nice shirt, and that's it. Even all the politicians and everything, they're all starting to have all these forms. We got down from all that fancy stuff. There's no consumerism in anything. We're starting to come down to a very simple format that is equal to everyone in the whole world. Communication, on the one hand, is easier, is closer to everyone. But the fact that it became rounder, meaning not according to its development, above the border, that I have to break past the border, no. Not today. Today you have to, from start, not from inside some center to develop linearly, but you need to take into account the entire planet and feel the general nature of humanity. And the development is not in that that you are conquering there and acquiring and buying and selling, connecting in a financial manner. The connection is constant for information, the connection for our feelings, that the next communication, its form will rise to a higher level. If the previous communication was through power, I control you, or through satisfaction, food, etc. Now it's rising to the level of the emotional connection, the sensory connection, integral, in which I need to feel, just as in a virtual manner, I need to feel the world like it belongs to me. Then I feel that I acquired the world in that, that I feel it entirely. And in that manner, in which everywhere each person will feel the whole universe, in which he develops a desire for the world like he does for himself, then everyone will be in the ideal, perfect connection. Communication. There's no limit to talk about this subject. This belongs to a bit of communications and finances and all the other forms of connecting have been upgraded, culture, all kinds of culture, theory, music, all those things. Everything that will be given birth to from the feeling of the integral world. It will be otherwise. Can you give us a taste? I don't know. What will raise a person's new integral sense? Statues, music, theater, ballet, opera, doesn't matter what. Anything that develops only because a person needs it, because he has a lacking in his integral senses. He'll feel the integral world. The integral world is not our world. Not inanimate, vegetative, animate, like we feel here in this world, but rather in the integral world, we feel not those levels. We feel ties of communication between them, between everyone. We feel the world that is dipped in a liquid that is connecting everyone. Not lines of communication, because integral analog is so connected to one another that these lines become it becomes a complete thing between us, and then this connection of this gilet between us will give us, provide us with a feeling that we, it's true that we are completely, completely connected to one another. There's no distance from each other. And that is the new approach, the new integral approach to the world. And in that, there will be lectures as one person on his own. And from that, what can that one body feel more, feel developing? And this is until we reach the perfect integral situation. But to the extent that it will help, all this is so that we can connect with the complete integralism. So in order to develop these words, we will be happy to solidify position, all kinds of exercises that will sharpen the integral or integral senses. These exercises, you can call them types of culture. Games, various games, all is for developing more and more and as much as possible as the mutual guarantee, the sense of the integral world. You said sounds, for example. Give me something else. What will it give you? What will it give you if I give you a melody? In that melody, you'll be able to hear more melody than in the world? No. More than in the new world? No. I'm asking what hat can you give? What the same people that will go forward in their psychological attributes that are more developed than others, they will create this new culture through games, etc. And to grab the others after them and they'll participate. And in these forms of games, in this integral connection, you can call it culture, education. That's what will be. Because at the end of the day, what is the culture, the integral culture, to develop the natural development, to allow it to develop quickly, to make things easier for a person and to fill him. A person won't deal with the satisfaction at the corporal level. Then it's enough to stop us from advancing at all. We were just handed out some food, and in deference to all kinds of things, even half and quarter of that, and it'll be enough for everyone. If we dedicate all the rest of our time to the development of, if we dedicate it all towards the integral education, that's what we need, because that's where we will get filling to the level of man. So let me conclude and let me see if I understood correctly. You say there's a process, an evolutionary process, where people and all the connections, like you spoke of before, the wife, the kids, which every man feels, and this comes to clean the environment from all the regular communication. We really need to develop within us a new attribute for feeling the reality that I live in today, completely round as one, belongs to me. And this is how each and every person, as a new birth, will feel it. That I disconnect myself from all other people, I delete the old program and start a new one and connect with new people. If I get it, there's the human power, the culture and education. This looks like a natural place to focus for any situation. In other words, the place of culture and education today, in this stage that we're in, according to your approach, is to accelerate the development of the integral communication, the integral sensor in each and every individual on the planet, because it's for our good. Otherwise, we go through birth for no need. We'll suffer. We can speed up our birth to a new level. So our time is up. I would still like to, in two words, to conclude. We started a discussion on the fact that we lost our ability from the beginning of creation, from the creation of desire, from which the universe was created and all the levels, animate, inanimate, vegetative, and then man. As we know, man in our world, all the development was to raise the desire, the individual personal desire, and the individual connection, how I relate to each thing, what do I get from each connection, is it worth it for me to get closer or further away? That's all a person calculates all the time in his life. Is it good for me or is it bad for me? Who, what, where? In other words, the connection or the media or connection or senses, it's personal, individual, with my will to receive, my personal will to receive. Individual, as a unit, yes. As a single unit. Now we're transitioning to a new stage that didn't exist since the beginning of time. Truly, that our will to receive is transitioning, it's going through a change that is unprecedented. Marx thought about it and wrote about it a bit, a few other people, but truly, Thomas Mann, the utopists, it's clear. I'm not talking about Abraham and Moses that spoke about love thy neighbor as thyself, etc. That's clear. We're transitioning to the integral sense where I feel the entire world is mine and I relate to the world as I do to myself. And in that, I connect to the world in a sensory manner, in a new manner, and feel myself in the ideal, integral connection with all of reality. Ideal connection. That's the next stage. That's our next stage. That was fascinating. Our time is up. Thank you, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza Mazuz. Thank you for being with us. Complete communication. That's what we're learning here. Until next time, so long.